Ben Badler is a national writer for Baseball America. You can follow him on Twitter at Ben Badler. He's been all over this story, and Ben Badler joins us on Baseball Central. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Let me ask you, first of all, about I'd like you to explain a little bit, because you'll probably do a hell of a lot better job than I did. I'm still trying to figure out what happened at home plate in the fifth inning last night of the Jays game. But the whole concept, before we talk about Vladimir Guerrero Jr., of just needing to acquire that international signing money from the Dodgers. Why did the Blue Jays make that trade with the Dodgers, essentially for international signing money?
Yeah, so the explanation is it's probably going to be convoluted no matter who explains it, just because that's the system that MLB has in place for international signings. Every team has an international bonus pool, which is an amount of money they're allowed to spend on international players. And if you go over that amount of pool money, then you face penalties in terms of taxes and future signing restrictions. But you are allowed to trade for essentially other teams' pool money. So you can trade for up to 50% of your originally allocated pool. The Blue Jays had around, $2.53 million, I believe it was. So you can trade for an up to an additional 50% of your original pool. So, you know, the Blue Jays wanted to sign Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He's definitely going to cost more than their original pool, but I think they wanted to see, they certainly had to pay him like one of the top players in the class. So, you know, we had him as the number one player on our board, and I know a lot of teams around the league had him as their number one player, or certainly among the top handful of players. So, they made the trade to acquire more pool money, and in doing so, like you said, they instead of having by staying within that 10-15% bracket over their new bonus pool with the additional slot values that they acquired, they're able to avoid the 2 years of penalties and not being able to sign any players for more than $300,000. So instead, they only face 1 year of that signing restriction.
Ben, is $3.9 million roughly what you thought Vladimir Guerrero Jr. would get? How do you go about judging how much is too much for an international free agent?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, a lot of these decisions on players are being made even the year and the summer before these players are signing. So I think teams are looking at, you know, what the market was last year and predicting some escalation in what it was going to be this year, because every year the prices on the international market seem to keep ticking up. And, you know, last year the top prices in the international market for the July 2nd kids was, you know, up $3.1 million. And it was pretty clear that this year the top guys were going to be getting about $4 million. So, I mean, you see the, you know, whether it's $3.9 million for Vladimir Guerrero or the Twins giving Dominican shortstop Wander Javier $4 million. The Phillies have an agreement with a big slugging Dominican outfielder slash probably first baseman Jalen Ortiz. We'll see where that bonus shakes out, but that could also be another guy who ends up near $4 million. So I think the top of the class is getting paid, $4 million type bonuses. So I think that does fit in with where these top guys in the class are getting paid.
Ben, do you see Vlad Guerrero Jr. moving from the outfield to first base, maybe because the book is he's got a lot of power but not a lot of speed, and he needs to work on his arm? Do you see him moving sooner than later?
I think he's got a chance to stay in the outfield. I do. I know there. I mean, the risk is, like, he's, you know, premium bat, premium power. Certainly the risk is he doesn't bring much else to the table. He's not his dad. He's going to be flying around out there in right field and showing off an arm that's at the top of the scale. But I think he's got enough athleticism for his size to be able to play, whether it's, you know, left field or right field, if the arm strength improves. And obviously you see someone who's, you know, just turned 16 years old a few months ago and is already 6'1", 210 pounds. You just project him to get even bigger. But I think a lot of his focus really has just been on hitting, and he's really good at that. I think if he maintains his body and puts a little bit more time and energy into improving his defense, I think he does have a chance to stay in the outfield, but that is part of the risk. But I think the bat is going to be so good that I know even scouts that think he may end up at first base that don't really care, just because the bat is going to be able to play wherever he ends up in the field.
How much of a feeding frenzy was there for Vladimir Jr.? Like, how many teams do you think were seriously in on him to the point where they were talking money?
I think there was definitely a lot of competition for him because, this is the son of Vladimir Guerrero Jr., or mm-hmm. The son of Vladimir Guerrero. Yeah, this is not some under-the-radar guy. This is somebody, I remember seeing him when he was 14 years old at a showcase. He already stood out physically at that point. So everybody knew who this guy was. There's a lot of teams that had him really high on their list. I think it's just a matter of, everybody has bonus pools that they have to stay within. So, the Blue Jays are putting all their eggs in one basket. I know there were some other teams that were looking at trying to do the same. I know the Mets, from what I heard, were trying to spend all their pool money on him, but I think there were certainly some teams that were thinking about doing that, but just with the amount of money that it ended up costing to sign Guerrero, I think that took a lot of teams out of it, and other teams are saying, all right, well, certainly we like him and we like the bat and the power a lot, but we're going to try to spread our money out and get more depth of guys, whereas the Blue Jays said, look, this is a premium talent. This guy is worth it to spend all our money on pretty much just this one player.